I'm Jim Weidman.
Hey, I'm Deepon Jim Wiederman.
I've had the privilege of ministering to boys and girls for the last 25 years.
Saya sudah istimewa bikin melayani barudak lalaki AWW di 25 tahun akhir.
For 11 of those years,
11 tahun di tahun tadi,
I've served Pastor Willie George.
Abdinges melayani Pendeta Willie George.
At his church here in Tulsa.
Gereja di Tulsa.
I want to talk to you about the importance of our ministries growing.
Abdi hoyong nyaritakeun perkara nu pentingna pelayanan urang maju.
Many pastors have no problem with their churches growing.
Loba pangangon teu mibanda masalah ku tumuhna gereja.
They know God wants to bless adults.
Maranehna terang Gusti baris ngaberkahan jalma dewasa.
They want to fill their churches with hundreds and thousands of adult believers.
Maranehna hayang ngeusian gereja ku ratusan nepi ka ribuan jalma dewasa nu percaya.
But many times they don't have the same faith for their children's ministries to grow.
Tapi ramon pisan maranehna teu boga iman nu sarua nu tumuwuh dina pelayanan barudak.
God cares just as much for children's ministry as he does for adult ministry.
Gusti sarua pedulina kana pelayanan barudak saperti kana pelayanan dewasa.
He's no respecter of persons.
Ieu teh lain pilih kasih.
God's word is very plain when it comes to prosperity.
Ewan Gusti ngeunaan kamakmuran jelas pisan.
He wants what we put our hands to be blessed.
Mantana hoyong urang namprak pikeun diberkahan.
In 3 John chapter 2.
Dina 3 Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 2.
It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health."
Dicaritakeun, panadasim kuring mugi saderek tetep sehat wa afiat.
Even as thy soul prospereth.
Lahir batin.
Even our ministry to children must grow.
Malah pelayanan abdi ka barudak kudu tumuwuh.
In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 8.
Dina Pamindo 28 ayat 8.
Says the Lord will send a blessing on your barns.
Dicaritakeun Gusti baes marintahkeun berkah kamaraneh nu dina lumbung.
And on everything that you put your hand to.
Yang dina sagala usaha.
That's even our ministries to children.
Malah dina pelayanan abdi ka barudak.
There are so many children in this world.
Loba barudak di dunia ieu.
They need to be reached by the Lord.
Maranehna perlu dimenangkeun ku Gusti.
That's our wonderful job that we have before us.
Ieu pagawean urang nu hebat nu aya di hareupeun.
To take the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Pikeun ngawarkeun Injil Kristus.
The boys and girls all over the world.
Kabarudak lalaki jeung awe di sakuliah dunia.
In Acts chapter 2 and verse 7.
Nah, Rasul-rasul pasal 2 ayat 47.
It says that the Lord added to the church daily.
Diceritakeun unggal-unggal poe jelema ku Gusti ditambah bilangan anu dislametkeun bagi loba.
Now when boys and girls ask the Lord into their heart.
Waktu barudak lalaki jeung awe ngondang Yesus ka jero hatena.
They are part of the Lord's church.
Haranna teh bagian ti gareja.
In this verse, there's no age limit.
Di ayat ieu teu aya wates umur.
God wants to add to your children's ministry daily.
Gusti hoyong nambahkeun jumlah barudak dina pelayanan sadek saban poe.
Now God has ordained things to start out small.
Jadi Gusti geus ngagentrakeun hal-hal ti leuleutik.
My mother is very happy that I was born a baby.
Pun biang kacida dingahna waktu abdi dilahirkeun.
Things do not start out full grown.
Hal-hal yeun teu dimimitian geus gede.
Just like it's this way in nature.
Saperti kieu kabiasaan di alam.
It's also this way in the things of God.
Ieu oge ngeunaan perkara Gusti.
God has ordained our ministries to start small.
Gusti tos ngagentrakeun pelayanan urang mimitian ku budak leutik.
But they don't stay small.
Tapi teu leutik bae.
If you had a child that stayed the same size for many years,
lamun sadek boga budak leutik bae mang taun-taun,
you would take them to get some help.
Sadek bakal nulungan.
You would seek out what is wrong.
Bakal keangan naon mun teu beres.
But there are ministries all over the world.
Tapi aya pelayanan di sakuliah dunya
that are staying the same size.
Itu bae.
And no one's calling a specialist.
Sarta teu aya nu neang nu spesialis.
No one's asking questions why they're not growing.
Aya nu nanyakeun naha manehna teu tumuwuh.
But all through the Word of God.
Tapi ngalangkungan dewan Gusti.
God has ordained us to grow.
Gusti nakdirkeun urang pikeun tumuwuh.
Now one of the reasons why we do not grow.
Jadi alasanana naha teu tumuwuh?
Is because we cannot handle the growth.
Sabab urang teu bisa ngurusna.
God has promised in His Word that He would not put more on us than what we could handle. Some of the very things that we're praying for, we cannot handle. That's why many churches are not seeing the growth that they should. Now God wants us to grow.
Gusti mika hoyong urang tumuwuh.
But we must prepare for the growth.
Urang kudu sayagi keur tumuwuh.
Every minister, no matter what age group they work with,
saban pelayanan teu paduli kelompok umur mana bae anu dipiara,
must see themselves as an organizer.
Kudu ditempona marena teh organisator.
In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2,
dina hiji Petrus pasal 5 ayat 2,
we see the job description of a minister.
Urang maca rincian tugas pangangon.
This is the same job description whether you work with adults, youth, or children.
Ieu rincian tugas anu sarua, nah sadayak gawe barengan jeung jalma dewasa, rumaja, atawa barudak.
We see three different functions of a minister in this verse.
Urang maca tilu fungsi nu beda dina ayat ieu.
It says in 1 Peter 5:2.
Ceritakan di Injil Petrus pasal 5 ayat 2.
Feed the flock of God that is under your care.
Urus sing bener domba-domba Allah dina canggingan aranjeun teh.
Serving as overseers.
Urusna ulah jeung asa kapaksa.
In these verses we see three different things.
Dina ayat ieu urang manggih tilu hal nu beda.
First, the minister is a feeder.
Imiti melayani saperti numere dahar.
We are to feed the flock of God.
Orang kudu maraban domba-domba Allah.
Most ministers don't have a problem with this.
Lolobana pangangon teu ngamasalahkeun nu kieu.
They spend the majority of their time working on sermons.
Lolobana mah waktu teh ukur keur khotbah.
They look for creative ways to feed the flock of God.
Nariangan cara nu kreatif keur maraban domba Allah.
But this is only one of our jobs.
Ieu teh ngan hiji ti pelayanan abdi.
In this verse there are two others that are mentioned.
Dina ayat ieu aya dua hal sejen.
The second job is that of a caregiver.
Tugas nu kadua nalingakeun.
It says to feed the flock of God.
Diceritakeun pikeun malire ka domba-domba Allah.
That is under our care.
Nu ku urang diangon.
We're not just to preach.
Urang lain saukur khotbah.
We're not just to teach.
Lain saukur ngajar.
But we must also take care of God's sheep.
Tapi kudu miara domba-domba Allah.
8 years ago.
8 tahun nu kaliwat.
The Lord asked me a question.
Gusti tumaros ka abdi.
It changed my entire ministry.
Ieu nu ngarobah sakabeh pelayanan abdi.
He asked me, why should I give you any more children?
Harusna, naha kami kudu mere loba barudak kamaneh?
If you can't keep up with the ones you're already ministering to.
Lamun teu bisa ngurusna mah.
See, I'm not just to teach them.
Padungan, abdi lain ngan sakadar ngajar maranehna.
I must care for their needs.
Kaperluanna oge kudu palire.
They have many needs.
Loba kaperluanana.
Spiritual and physical needs.
Kaperluan rohani jeung jasmani.
It's important that we check up on them when they are absent.
Penting pisan nanyakeun lamun teu datang.
We must know the concerns that are in their life.
Urang kudu terang dina kahirupanana.
That is all part of being a caregiver.
Ieu sakabehna bagian ti nu malire.
But those are not the only jobs that we have as a minister.
Pelayan eta bae tugas teh salaku pangangon.
I must not just be a feeder or a caregiver.
Pelayan ngan sakadar maraban atawa malire.
But this verse tells me I must also be an overseer.
Ayat ieu nyaritakeun abdi kudu jadi tukang nitenan.
If you are doing all the work in your ministry,
kamu sedang melakukan sakabeh tugas dina pelayanan,
you are not serving as an overseer.
Sedang henteu melayani salaku seorang panilik.
Overseers are supervisors.
Para panilik teh supervisor.
They are coaches of other people.
Maranehna ngalatih nu sejen.
We have not been called to do all the work of the Lord by ourselves.
Urang teu dikupaya kudu ngaporong sakabeh pagawean Gusti ku sorangan.
But we must oversee that job.
Tapi urang kudu nitenan pagawean eta.
It takes many people to minister to a lots of children.
Loba jalma anu melayani budak narea.
So I want to talk to you about the importance of being an overseer.
Jadi abi rek nyarita ka saderek penting pisan jadi panilik.
In 1 Timothy chapter 3.
Dina Timotius 3.
And in verse 5.
Dina ayat kalima.
It says if anyone does not know how to manage his own family.
Diceritakeun mumaha rumah tangga sorangan geus teu bisa ngamudi.
How can he take care of God's church?
Komo nuntun jemaah Allah, rek bisa kumaha?
That lets me know that an overseer.
Ieu sababna abi terang yen panilik teh.
Must start to organize himself.
Kudu mimiti ngatur dirina sorangan.
Before he organizes the church.
Tamana ngatur gareja.
In children's ministry.
Dina pelayanan barudak.
It's no different than adult ministry.
Eueuh bedana jeung pelayanan dewasa.
You need to be organized.
Rek perlu diatur.
You need to study.
Perlu diajar.
You need to be efficient in the things that you do.
Perlu efisien naon anu dilakukeun.
One of the best ways to organize yourself.
Sahiji cara anu hade pikeun ngatur diri pribadi.
Is to organize how we spend our time.
Nyata ngatur kumaha saderek ngatur waktu.
Several years ago, I had the privilege of going to Australia.
Beberapa tahun anu kaliwat, abdi menang hal istimewa indit ka Australia.
I left Tulsa, Oklahoma on a Tuesday.
Abdi ninggalkan Tulsa, Oklahoma poe Salasa.
I got to Australia on Thursday.
Abdi ka Australia poe Kamis.
I never saw Wednesday.
Abdi teu pernah inget poe Rebo.
It was a waste of time.
Yeuh micen waktu.
But coming home, I got what I have prayed for all my life.
Balik deui nu ku abdi didoakeun saumur hirup.
I have prayed for more than 24 hours in a day for many years.
Sing doa 24 jam sapoe mang taun-taun.
And coming home from Australia, I experienced a 40-hour Monday.
Balik deui Australia salila 40 jam poe Senin.
I got a lot done that day.
Roban dilakukeun poe eta.
In fact, I got more done that day than any day in my entire life.
Bukina abdi leuwih loba ngalakukeun poe harita tibatan saumur hirup abdi.
But I had the worst Tuesday I've ever had in my life.
Tapi abdi ngalaman poe Salasa nu naas dina kahirupan.
Wednesday was also a really bad day.
Rebo oge bener-bener poe nu naas.
At that particular time, I realized I could not add hours to my day.
Dina waktu istimewa, abdi sadar teu bisa nambahan jamna.
I didn't want any more than 24 hours in a day.
Abdi teu hayang leuwih ti 24 jam sapoe.
So if I could not change the amount of hours that I have in a day.
Bila mun abdi teu bisa ngarubah jumlah jam dina sapoe.
It's important how I spend the ones God has given me.
Ieu penting kumaha cara make waktu Gusti nu dipasihkeun ka abdi.
There are 3 steps in being a time manager.
Aya 3 lengkah pikeun jadi manajer waktu.
The first step is planning.
Oke, hiji nya eta ngarancangkeun.
This is where we write down how we want to spend our time.
Ieu waktu urang nulis kumaha ngagunakeun waktu.
This is the way most leaders operate their lives.
Ieu cara kalolobaan pamimpin ngoperasikeun hirupna.
They plan all kind of events.
Maranehna ngarancangkeun sagala kajadian.
They plan all types of activities.
Maranehna ngarancangkeun sagala rupa kagiatan.
They write down special ministries and outreaches that they want to do.
Maranehna nuliskeun pelayanan khusus pikeun menangkeun anu dipikahayang.
They even look for how they spend their personal time.
Malah marena nempo kumaha makena waktu pribadina.
It's important that we plan for time with the Lord.
Ayeuna penting urang rancangkeun waktu bareng jeung Gusti.
The most important appointment I can have each day.
Kumpungan nu paling penting unggal poe.
It's time with Jesus.
Eta sareng Yesus.
I need to read the Bible.
Abdi perlu maca Alkitab.
I need to make time to pray.
Abdi nyiksakeun waktu keur ngadoa.
This is part of the planning process.
Bagian ieu teh kaasup proses rancangan.
I write down how I want to spend my time.
Abdi nuliskeun kumaha make waktu.
Not only do I write down the time I want to spend with the Lord.
Abdi tuliskeun wungkul anu digunakeun sasarengan Gusti.
But I plan for time with my family.
Tapi oke, jeung kulawarga.
I plan for the time that I want to spend with key leaders under me.
Kan papanggih jeung para pamimpin utama sahandapeun.
I see that not only did Jesus minister to the masses.
Tapi ningal Yesus selain melayani massa wungkul.
But he had time for his 12 apostles.
Tapi oge pikeun 12 muridna.
He was never too busy.
Teu pernah kasibukan.
For Peter's questions.
Melayani tanyanya Petrus.
He was never too busy.
Mantenan teu pernah kasibukan.
To pour into those closest to him.
Pikeun curhat maranehna anu deukeut ka mantenna.
We must plan how we spend our time.
Orang kudu ngarancangkeun kumaha make waktu.
But there is a second step.
Tapi aya lengkah kadua.
When it comes to organizing ourselves.
Urang kudu ngatur diri pribadi.
We must also prepare.
Urang kudu sayaga.
This is where I quit writing how I want to spend my time.
Ya waktuna abdi eureun nulis kumaha make waktu abdi.
And I write reminders to help me to do it right.
Tapi nyieun catetan anu nulungan ngalampahkeun anu tepat.
When you build a house, you start at the ground and go up.
Masarek ngabangun imah, mimiti ti dasar terus naik.
The first step is to lay the foundation.
Lengkah mimiti nyeta masang pondasi.
I do not start building the roof.
Tapi mimiti nyeun hateup.
I start with the first step.
Abdi mimiti ngalengkah.
God's word has told us we should live our life this way also.
Dawuhan Gusti mere terang anu sakuluna dijalankeun dina kehidupan saperti ieu.
God guides us in steps.
Gusti mimpin urang dina lengkah-lengkah.
Many leaders try to live in leaps and jumps.
Loba pamimpin ngusahakeun hirupna luluncatan.
But God has promised that He would bless and direct our steps.
Gusti tos janji, mantena baes ngaberkahan sarta nuduhkeun lengkah urang.
The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord.
Lengkah anu bener diatur ku Gusti.
But many times we do not think in steps.
Tapi reman urang teu mikirkeun lengkah eta.
If we're going to prepare, we must learn to think in steps.
Lamun urang hayang sayagi, urang kudu diajar mikir dina lengkah.
After I plan the event,
anggeus abdi ngarancangkeun hiji acara,
I have to ask what is the first step.
Abdi kudu nanya kumaha lengkah mimiti.
I must do first things first.
Abdi kudu ngahelakeun perkara nu utama.
And as I take steps toward my goal,
yang waktu abdi ngalengkah maju ka sasaran,
then I will be able to hit that goal.
Begitu abdi mampu nepi ka sasaran.
In preparation, not only do I make reminders,
dina sasayagian lain ngan nyieun catetan keur ngingetan,
but I also make a list of things that I should do in steps.
Oge nyieun daftar anu kudu dipigawe dina unggal lengkah.
These are two very important things I should do.
Aya dua hal nu penting nu kuduna dilakukeun.
But the third step is the most important.
Tapi lengkah nu katilu nu paling penting.
This step is called evaluation.
Lengkah ieu disebut evaluasi.
Not only do I look at how I want to spend my time.
Abdi teu sakedar nampo kumaha abdi ngagunakeun waktu.
Not only do I prepare how I want to spend it.
Lain saukur kumaha migawe sasayagian.
But this is the step where I actually see how I spent my time.
Ya langkah abdi nu bener-bener nempo kumaha ngagunakeun waktu.
I look for time wasters.
Abdi neangan perkara anu ngalantarankeun waktu kapijen.
I look for what was actually done.
Abdi neangan naon nu bener dilakukeun.
I look for ways that I can improve myself from day to day.
Abdi neangan cara pikeun ngaronjatkeun diri pribadi unggal poe.
When I quit looking at how I want to spend my time,
tapi eureun nempo kumaha abdi ngagunakeun waktu.
And I look at how I'm actually spending it.
Oke, abdi nempo kumaha sabenerna meakeun waktu.
I'm able to make changes.
Abdi bisa nyieun perubahan-perubahan.
That will cause me to do what God wants me to do.
Ngalantarankeun abdi ngalakukeun nu dipikahoyong ku Gusti.
These three steps must be a part of our lifestyle.
Aya tilu lengkah anu kudu jadi bagian tina gaya hirup abdi.
They become a part of our lifestyle by doing them each day.
Maranena jadi bagian tina gaya hirup urang sarta dilampahkeun unggal poe.
The more that you do them,
beki loba ngalampahkeun,
the easier that it becomes.
Beki babari bae.
Now that we've organized ourselves,
tah urang geus ngatur diri pribadi.
And we're watching how we spend our time.
Urang keur ditenan kumaha ngagunakeun waktu.
Now let's move on to organizing our children's ministry.
Hayu urang teruskeun kana ngorganisir pelayanan ka barudak.
I want to give you 10 keys that will help you to do this.
Abdi hoyong mere 10 kunci anu bakal nulungan dina ngalakukeunana.
The first key is to start with a vision.
Kunci nu mimiti ngamimitian ku hiji visi.
In Proverbs 29:18,
dina Siloka 29 ayat 18,
it says that without vision people perish.
Ditaritakeun mun teu aya wahyu rakyat bakal buringas.
Every decision that you make in children's ministry,
unggal kaputusan anu dijieun sadayak dina pelayanan barudak,
hinges on your vision.
Kumantung kana visi saderek.
A vision is how you want things to end up.
Hiji visi teh kumaha saderek mika hayangna nepi ka rengse.
This is the time that we dream in God.
Ayeuna waktuna urang ngimpi di lebet Gusti.
He has a place that he wants our ministries to end up.
Ieu mibanda hiji tempat di mana mantena mika hoyong pelayanan teh akhirna hade.
If we aim at nothing,
mun eueuh sasaran,
we'll hit it every time.
Unggal urang ngahontal sasaran.
We must come up with a goal.
Urang kudu boga hiji tujuan.
For the vision God's placed in our heart.
Ikan visi nu ku Gusti disimpen dina hate urang.
We need to make sure that it is a specific vision.
Urang teperlu mastikeun yen aya visi khusus.
Because we represent our pastors as children's ministers.
Kantan urang ngawakilan pangon salaku pendeta barudak.
We must make sure that we are going in the direction our pastor wants to go.
Urang kudu mastikeun maju kana jurusan anu dipikahayang ku pangangon.
If we want to be successful,
lamun urang hayang hasil,
we start by looking at where we want to end up.
Mimitian nempo di mana urang rek ngarengsekeun.
What are the needs of the children?
Naon kaperluan barudak?
What are the best ways that we can meet those needs?
Aya cara anu hade nepi ka urang bisa nyumponan kaperluanana.
Where we want to end up?
Di mana urang rek ngarengsekeun?
Is where we begin.
Nyata di mana urang ngamimitian.
The second step,
langkah anu kadua,
is to identify where you are right now.
Apal di mana sadayak aya ayeuna.
If you want to go on a trip,
lamun sadayak rek ngayakeun perjalanan,
not only do you need to know where you are going,
ayeuna saukurnya ho ka mana saderek rek indi,
but you must know where you are starting from.
Saderek perlu nyaho ti mana mimiti indi.
The same thing is true in organizing your children's ministry.
Hal nu sarua keur ngaorganisasikeun pelayanan barudak.
Where are the children you are ministering to right now?
Di mana barudak nu keur dilayani ayeuna?
What are their needs?
Naon kaperluanana?
What are the things they are facing every day?
Perkara naon anu disanghareupan unggal poe?
What are the needs of their families?
Naon ka perluan kulawargana?
What about the workers you have?
Kumaha jeung para pagawe sadere?
What are their skills?
Naon bae katrampilanana?
How many workers do you need?
Sabaraha loba pagawe anu diperlukeun?
So you cannot go where you are going.
Sadere teu bisa indit ka tempat tujuan.
If you don't know where you are right now.
Lamun sadere teu nyaho di mana ayeuna aya.
Look at how things were done in the past.
Tempo kumaha pagawean dilakukeun nu bareto.
If they did not work.
Lamun eta teu hasil.
Don't keep doing them.
Ulah digawe deui.
Go and do something different.
Tinggalkeun digawe nu sejen.
Sometimes knowing what not to do.
Eka pengnyaho naon nu teu meunang digawe.
Is just as good.
Sarua alusna.
As knowing what to do.
Saperti nyaho naon anu dilakukeun.
If I have been doing something that did not work.
Lamun urang geus ngalakukeun sarta teu hasil.
Then I need to stop doing that.
Urang teh perlu eureun.
It's important that we not make the same mistake twice.
Penting yen urang henteu ngalakukeun kasalahan dua kali nu sarua.
My mother told me years ago.
Pan biang mere nyaho ka abdi mang taun-taun kaliwat.
That there were enough mistakes that I could make different each time.
Yen cukup loba kasalahan nu dibigawe dina waktu anu beda.
If something does not work.
Lamun salasai tinta hasil.
Don't do that.
Ulah dilakukeun.
Go and try something new.
Indit jeung coba nu anyar.
That is the second step.
Kita lengkah kadua.
Step number three.
Lengkah anu katilu.
Is to come up with a plan.
Datang mawa rancangan.
To meet the needs.
Ikeun minuhan kaperluan.
And to fulfill the vision.
Keur nyumbunan misi.
Everyone needs a plan.
Sapanjalma ngabutuhkeun rancangan.
Without planning.
Tamake rancangan.
We don't see action take place.
Urang teu bisa nempo tindakan.
We must make it a matter of prayer.
Urang kudu ngajadikeun ieu pokok doa.
We shouldn't lean on our own understanding.
Urang teu kudu nyaran de kana pamikiran sorangan.
We must look for ministries to meet the needs.
Urang kudu neangan pelayanan-pelayanan pikeun nyumponan pangabutuh.
Many churches in this world.
Loba gereja di dunia ieu.
Come up with ministries before they come up with needs.
Mimiti pelayanan samemeh maraenan nyaho kaperluanana.
Our ministries and programs that we use to reach children.
Pelayanan-pelayanan jeung program nu ku abdi digunakeun pikeun menangkeun barudak.
Should be based on what their needs are.
Kakuruna dumasar kana kaperluanana.
If you are going on a trip,
lamun sarek-rek ngalakukeun perjalanan,
not only do you identify where you're going,
dan ngan kudu nyaho ka mana indit.
That is your vision.
Ieu teh visi saderek.
You next identify where you are starting from.
Terusna saderek kudu apal ti mana mimiti.
But then you come up with a plan to get from where you are.
Tapi sanes saderek nepi kana rencana anu ngamimitian di mana saderek aya.
To where you want to go.
Ka tempat tujuan saderek.
People follow people with a plan.
Jalma-jalma milu teh lantaran hiji rencana.
We must keep the plan simple.
Urang kudu nyieun rancangan anu sederhana.
We must start with first things first.
Urang kudu ngamimitian kunu leuwih tiheula.
David did not start in giant killing.
Daud henteu mimiti kumaehan raksasa.
But he got a lion, he fought a lion and bear before he faced the giant.
Tapi anjeunna kula jeung singa diruang samemeh ngalehkeun raksasa.
When it comes to our planning,
waktu urang ngamimitian,
we start with the first step.
Urang mimiti ku lengkah nu munggaran.
We do not start with the giant problems.
Urang teh ngamimitian ku masalah nu gede.
We do something small and simple.
Urang ngalakukeunana tinu leutik jeung sederhana.
And then take another step.
Terusna ngalengkah maju.
And then another step.
Terus ngalengkah nu saterusna.
After many of these,
tanggeus ngaliwatan ieu sakabeh,
then we are ready for the giant.
Urang kudu sayaging nyang harepan raksasa.
After we come up with a plan,
tanggeus urang nyieun rancangan,
step number four,
lengkah nu kaopat,
is to communicate your plan.
Ngakomunikasikeun rancangan urang.
What good is it to have a plan if no one knows what it is?
Naon hareupna urang boga rancangan mun eueuh nu nyaho?
We must put our plans in writing.
Urang kudu ngajelaskeun rancangan urang dina tulisan.
We need to make it plain.
Urang perlu nyieun nu sederhana.
In Habakkuk 2:2.
Dina Habakuk 2 ayat 2.
It says to write the vision down.
Diceritakan bikin nulis pandangan.
And make it plain.
Serta dijelaskan.
We need to communicate our plan.
Orang perlu ngomunikasikan rancangan orang.
We need to start with the workers that we have.
Orang perlu mimiti para pegawai heula.
If you are not communicating your plan to the workers you have,
lamun saderek henteu ngakomunikasikeun ka para pegawai saderek,
then you don't really need any more workers.
Saderek teh bener henteu merlukeun leuwih loba pegawai.
We start communicating to the ones we have.
Urang ngakomunikasikeun ka maraena nu geus aya.
And when they know what to do,
marana nyaho naon anu kudu dilakukeun,
they will bring others to help us as well.
Marana bakal ngajak baturna keur nulungan urang.
Another step,
langkah anu sajen deui,
is to make a list of every place you could use a worker.
Nyieun daftar unggal tempat anu dicicingan ku pagawe.
Children's ministry takes many helpers.
Pelayanan barudak ngabutuhkeun loba pagawe.
But it's important that we identify how we need help.
Tapi penting yen urang apal kumaha urang merlukeun bantuan.
If workers were no problem.
Lamun pagawe henteu boga masalah.
How would you use them?
Maha saderek bisa nitah manehna.
Rather than just have a head teacher.
Dimanan sakadar boga guru kapala.
Have an assistant to help.
Kudu boga asisten keur ngabantu.
There is no successor.
Daya keur gaganti.
Without people to take the message further.
Daya jelema anu mawa pesen satuluyna.
Success comes when we train successors.
Sukses aya dina waktu urang ngalatih keur gaganti.
Not look for places to use middle managers and supervisors.
Ayeuna teangan tempat pikeun saurang salaku manajer menengah jeung supervisor.
When you are ministering to children,
waktu urang keur ngalayani barudak,
take people with you.
Ajak jelema-jelema babarengan.
Share your heart with them.
Pikeun kabeberat saderek ka maranehna.
Pour yourself into them.
Jelaskeun eusi hate saderek ka maranehna.
We see this in the ministry of Jesus.
Orang terang ieu teh tina pelayanan Yesus.
He did not do all the work himself.
Mangkana teu ngalakukeun sakabeh pada melan ku sorangan.
Yes, he preached and ministered to the masses.
Ya, mantenna khutbah jeung melayani nurea.
But he answered the question of his disciples.
Tapi mantenna ngajawab naon anu ditanyakeun ku murid-muridna.
He trained them to take over the ministry.
Mantenna ngalatih maranehna pikeun ngambil alih pelayanan.
He let them watch.
Mantenna ngantep maranehna nalitia.
But he also let them try themselves.
Tapi mantenna oge ngantep maranehna ngalakukeun.
The only way people will get good at working with children.
Hiji-hijina cara waktu jelema rek tarampil digawe pikeun barudak.
Is to let them learn by doing.
Ngantep maranehna diajar jeung ngalakukeun.
The more you do anything,
kakireumeun ngalakukeun naon bae,
the better you get at it.
Ki hade saderek ngalakukeunana.
The same is true in ministering to children.
Sarua dina melayani barudak oge.
We must allow others to learn by doing.
Urang kudu ngidina nu diajar ngaliwetan praktek.
After we've identified every place we could use a worker,
anggo saderek apal ka unggal tempat pikeun pagawe saderek,
you are ready for step number 6.
Saderek sayaki pikeun ngalangkah nu kagenep.
Put all of the tasks you want them to do.
Pikeun sakabeh tugas nu rek dilakukeunana.
Put that in writing.
Dina catetan.
Write down a job description.
Tuliskeun rincian tugas.
Come up with policies and procedures how you want the work done.
Teruskeun ku kabijaksanaan sarta prosedur hal kumaha kahayang pagawean dilakukeun.
Many people say when I get the workers, then I'll come up with job descriptions.
Bapa nu ngomong, waktu abdi menangkeun para pagawe, abdi mikeun rincian tugas.
But if we don't do the work first,
tapi lamun urang teu nyontoan digawe,
when God raises up the workers,
waktu Gusti ngagerakkeun nu digawe,
They will not be ready to do what we want them to do. We must do what is best for the children. And not what is best for the adults. Step number 7. Is to recruit like Jesus did.
Orang ngarekrut seperti Yesus oge.
Many children's workers don't really want help.
Loba pegawai barudak sabenerna henteu daekeun pitulungan.
They want to do everything themselves.
Maraena hayang ngalakukeun sagala ku sorangan.
Yet the first thing Jesus did in his ministry on this earth.
Sanajan kitu mimiti nu ku Yesus dipidamel dina pelayanan dina dunya nya eta.
Was to go and recruit helpers.
Angkat jeung ngarekrut nu narulungan.
Jesus had the Spirit of God without measure.
Yesus kagungan roh Allah nu teu aya watesna.
But yet he realized he needed help.
Nah, kitu mantena sadar perjoki ku pitulung.
He did not need help because he could not do these things.
Mantena teu perlu pitulung margi teu tiasa ngalakukeun hal eta.
But he knew there would be no long range growth.
Tapi mantena terang moal aya nu tumuwuh nu gede.
Without training helpers.
Lamun henteu ngalatih para pembantu.
Jesus did not wait for helpers to come to him.
Yesus henteu ngantosan nu ngabantuan datang sorangan.
He went to where they were.
Mantena angkat ka mana maranehna aya.
He did not ask for volunteers.
Mantena henteu neangan sukarelawan.
He drafted workers.
Mantena ngagupai para pegawai.
You come and follow me.
Kadieu milu ka kami.
Does not sound like a question.
Kadengena lain saperti nunanya.
Jesus needed 12 helpers.
Yesus memerlukan 12 pembantu.
But he did not try to recruit all 12 at one time.
Tapi mantena henteu ngarekrut 12 sekaligus.
He recruited in ones and twos.
Mantena ngarekrut saurang-saurang atawa duaan-duaan.
He spent time with them once he recruited them.
Mantena ngagunakeun waktu sasarengan jeung marena sanajan geus direkrut.
He also allowed them to go and recruit others.
Manjana oge ngantep ka maranehna ngarekrut nu sejenna.
Andrew asked his brother to join.
Andreas ngajak dulur namilu.
He brought him to Jesus.
Manehna mawa dulurna ka Yesus.
How could Jesus trust Andrew's choice?
Kumaha Yesus bisa percaya kana pilihan Andreas?
He could because Jesus spent time with Andrew first.
Mantena tiasa ngawitanana sasarengan jeung Andreas.
And Andrew knew what Jesus was looking for.
Andreas nyaho naon nu ku Yesus dipilari.
We must recruit by vision and not duty.
Orang kudu ngarekrut dumasar kana visi lain kawajiban.
People want to be a part of a God-inspired vision.
Jalma-jalma hayang jadi bagian tina visi nu diilhamkeun Gusti.
When you have a vision that is from the Lord.
Waktu saderek boga visi nu asalna ti Gusti.
Workers want to be a part of it.
Para pegawai kudu jadi bagianana oge.
When they come.
Kumaran maranehna datang.
They have different gifts and abilities.
Maranehna ngabogaan kakuatan jeung kurnia nu beda.
We are all part of the body of Christ.
Urang sararea bagian ti salira Kristus.
Each part has a function.
Saben bagian ngabogaan fungsi.
The eye is different than the ear.
Anan beda jeung ceuli.
They have different strengths and gifts.
Arena boga kakuatan jeung kurnia nu beda.
The eye can see.
Anan bisa mireungeu.
But it cannot hear.
Tapi teu bisa ngadenge.
The eye needs the ear.
Anan ngabutuhkeun ceuli.
Every part of the body needs each other.
Saben bagian badan silih butuhkeun.
When people come to help us in ministry.
Waktu jelema datang nulungan abdi dina pelayanan.
They too have different gifts and functions.
Maranehna boga kurnia nu beda-beda fungsina.
If we are looking for an ear.
Lamun urang keur neangan ceuli.
We do not take an eye.
Orang moal nyokot panon.
And put it in the ear spot.
Masangkan di tempat celi.
If we are looking for an eye.
Lamun urang keur neangan panon.
We want a member who can see.
Urang butuh anggota nu bisa mireungeuh.
The same way in children's ministry, we must identify what we need.
Hal nu sarua dina pelayanan barudak nyaeta kudu apal naon nu ku urang diperlukeun.
We must identify each member's gifts and strengths.
Orang kudu apal kurnia jeung kakuatan unggal anggota.
Some workers are better with small children.
Beberapa pegawai lebih pinter melayani barudak leutik.
Others like to be with older elementary children.
Sajena resep ka barudak nu leuwih gede, budak SD.
They all have their own strengths.
Maranehna sakabeh ngabogaan kakuatan.
We must place them by their strengths.
Urang kudu nempatkeun maranehna saluyu jeung kakuatanana.
Jesus does that today.
Yesus ngadamelna dinten ieu.
He is still placing workers.
Mantena masih nempatkeun para pagawena.
By their abilities and giftings.
Saluyu kamampuan jeung kurniana.
We must do the same.
Urang kudu ngalukeun hal nu sarua.
Step number 8.
Langkah nu kadalapan
is to communicate and train all workers.
Eta komunikasi jeung ngalatih kabeh pagawe.
To operate by the policies and procedures of the church.
Ikeun ngajalankeun kabijakan jeung prosedur gereja.
We must answer the question to them.
Urang kudu ngajawab naon anu ditanyakeun ku maranehna.
What do you want me to do?
Naon anu kudu dipikawe ku abdi?
And how do you want me to do it?
Jeung kudu kumaha abdi ngalakukeunana?
If we do not communicate,
lamun urang teu berkomunikasi,
and train them what to do,
jeung ngalatih maranehna naon anu kudu dilakukeun,
they cannot have success.
Maranehanana moal hasil.
Many Christians in the church world today,
loba ayeuna urang Kristen di gereja,
confuse the word training,
bingung ku pelatihan ditulis,
with verbal instruction.
Pituduh lisan.
We have a little talk with them.
Urang kudu ngomong ka maranehna.
And we turn them loose to minister to children.
Mere kasempatan pikeun melayani barudak.
We must show them what we want them to do.
Urang kudu nuduhkeun naon ka hayang urang supaya dilakukeun.
We must make sure they understand what we are asking them to do.
Urang kudu mastikeun yen maranehna ngarti anu diperintahkeun supaya dilakukeun.
We must delegate to the faithful.
Urang kudu ngadelegasikeun ka nu satia.
We should spend time with the leadership that is directly under us.
Urang kudu ngagunakeun waktu jeung pamimpin nu langsung sahandapeun.
Never do anything alone.
Ulah kungsi ngalakukeun ku sorangan.
Teach others why and how you want them to do things.
Latih maranehna kumaha jeung naha saderek mikahayang maranehna ngalakukeunana.
We should model to them how we want it done.
Urang kudu mere contoh ka maranehna kumaha urang supaya ieu dilakukeun.
At my church,
di gereja abdi,
I have many classes.
Abdi boga kelas nu loba.
I cannot teach all of them at the same time.
Abdi teu ngajar maranehna di sawaktukeun bareng.
That's why I have other workers.
Ieu sababna abdi boga pagawe anu sejen.
But I cannot teach all the time myself.
Abdi teu bisa ngajar sawaktu ku sorangan.
I must model to others how I want it done.
Abdi kudu mere contoh kanu sejen kumaha supaya eta dilakukeun.
I do not teach the same class every week.
Abdi teu ngajar kelas nu sarua dina unggal minggu.
But I'll go from class to class and make sure each class is doing what I want them to do.
Tapi abdi rek indit ti kelas ka kelas jeung mastikeun unggal kelas ngalakukeun anu ditugaskeun.
People do what they see.
Jalma-jalma ngalakukeun naon anu katempona.
They don't just do what they're told.
Karena henteu ngan saukur ngalakukeun nu dibere nyaho.
That's why we should model how we want children to be taught.
Ieu sababna urang sakuluna mere contoh supaya barudak hayang diajar.
And by training and modeling,
kulatihna jeung dibere contoh,
we are teaching others what we want them to do.
Abdi keur ngajar nu sejen supaya marena bisa ngalakukeun nu ditugaskeun.
Training means to do things and learn by doing.
Pelatihan artinya ngalakukeun hal jeung diajar ngalakukeunana.
On any job where training is given.
Keur pagawe naon bae sagala pelatihan dibikeun.
We put them next to someone who knows what to do.
Urang menta anu nyaho naon anu kudu dilakukeun.
They're able to watch and ask questions.
Maranehna bisa nalitian jeung nanya.
They're able to do it themselves under correction.
Maranehna bisa ngalakukeun jeung ngoreksi.
In the same way, this is how we train teachers.
Cara nu sarua kieu ngalatih jeung ngajar teh.
By letting them do it hands-on.
Ngantep maranehna ngalakukeun jeung nuluykeun.
But coaching and helping.
Ngalatih jeung ngabantu.
Modeling is very important.
Contoh penting pisan.
But it's important that we make changes in our policies.
Penting yen urang nyieun parobahan dina kabijakan urang.
Many times we do the same things over and over out of habits.
Loba pisan urang ngalakukeun nu sarua lantaran kabiasaan.
Sometimes in churches, what we do on a regular basis does not work anymore.
Kakapeung di gereja nu ku urang dilakukeun secara periodik teu ngahasilkeun.
But because we've always done it that way,
lantaran urang ngalakukeunana saperti kitu,
we continue to do it the same way.
Urang terus ngalaksanakeun cara anu sarua.
It's important that we make changes.
Penting yen urang ngalakukeun parubahan.
To our policies and procedures.
Dina kabijakan jeung prosedur urang.
We should see if the needs are really being met.
Urang kudu nempo naha kaperluan teh bener-bener dicukupan.
And when we need to change the policies,
dina waktu urang perlu ngarubah kabijakan,
we communicate those to all the workers.
Urang ngakomunikasikeun ka sakabeh pagawe.
Step number 9,
lengkah ka 8,
is to evaluate workers,
nyaeta evaluasi pagawe,
and make adjustments to our plan.
Nyieun kasuluyuan dina rancana urang.
If you always do what you've always done,
lamun sareng ngalakukeun naon nu sok dilakukeun,
you will always have what you've always had.
Saderek bakal salawasna meunang nu sarua.
If you want the things that you've never had before,
lamun saderek mika hayang nu can pernah dilakukeun,
you must do things you've never done before.
Saderek kudu ngalakukeun hal nu can pernah dilakukeun samemehna.
Every week at my church,
dina minggu di gereja abdi,
I go from class to class.
Abdi nguriling ka kelas-kelas.
I see what is going on there.
Abdi nempo kajadian di dinya.
I see the good things the teachers are doing.
Abdi nempo nu aralus nu dilakukeun para guru.
But I also see things where they can improve.
Abdi oke nempo hal nu bisa dironjatkeun kumaranehna.
I must be willing to confront them to change.
Abdi kudu datang ka marena pikeun ngarubah.
We correct our children because we love them and care for them.
Urang ngoreksi barudak lantaran mika hayang jeung malirina.
I correct workers because I also love and care for them.
Abdi ngoreksi para pagawe lantaran abdi nyaah jeung malirina.
I must be kind to them.
Abdi kudu hade ka maranehna.
And not be cruel or critical.
Teu kejem jeung ngiritik.
But there are areas where they can improve.
Tapi aya bagian-bagian di mana marena bisa ngaronjat.
And if I'll point them out to them,
lamun abdi nuduhkeun ka marena,
they're able to change.
Marena bisa robah.
I must evaluate what's going on.
Abdi kudu ngevaluasi naon nu keur di kajadian.
I must see my children's ministry.
Abdi kudu nempo pelayanan barudak.
Through other people's eyes.
Kaliwatan tetempoan nu sejen.
I must put myself in their place.
Abdi kudu nempatkeun diri jeung maranehna.
I must ask myself questions. Is there a better way to do it?
Abdi kudu mere pananya ka diri sorangan, naha aya cara nu leuwih hade keur ngalakukeunana?
Is it really working?
Naha bener bisa hasil?
Is this the best way to do it?
Naha ieu teh cara nu panghadena keur dilakukeun?
That is how you evaluate.
Tah kumaha sareng ngaevaluasi?
And then I make adjustments.
Terusna abdi nyieun kasuluyuan.
To improve.
Pikeun ngaronjatkeun.
We must make changes constantly.
Urang kudu nyieun parobahan terus-terusan.
Not just for change sake.
Lain ngan ukur keur parobahan.
Because every week I can learn if I want to.
Lantaran unggal minggu abdi bisa diajar lamun hayang.
When I make a class better.
Waktu abdi nyieun hiji kelas nu hade.
I move to the next one.
Abdi pindah ka kelas nu sejena.
Then I move to the next one.
Terus abdi pindah ka nu sejena deui.
As I go all around my church,
waktu abdi ngurulingan gereja abdi,
I learn things I did not know at first.
Abdi diajar hal-hal nu teu terang mimitina.
So then I make changes again.
Terus abdi nyieun perubahan deui.
So I can always improve.
Jadi abdi bisa ningkatkeun.
If we are not moving forward,
amun urang teu terus maju,
then we are moving backwards.
Urang teh keur mundur.
Evaluation helps us to go forward.
Evaluasi nulungan supaya terus maju.
And we must do what is best for our children.
Orang kudu migawe nu pangharina keur barudak.
Step number 10.
Lengkah nu ka 10.
Is to increase our ability to handle what we want to receive.
Ningkatkeun kamampuan pikeun nyekel naon nu bakal katarima.
Many teachers ask me how we get so many children saved.
Loba guru nu nanya ka abi, kumaha bisana loba barudak nu disalametkeun?
And then I asked them this question. When you teach a lesson, do you give an altar call? Do you give the children a chance to ask Jesus as their Savior each week? Many classes are so busy teaching God's Word.
Loba kelas nu sibuk ngajarkeun dawuhan Gusti.
They don't have time for the children ask the Lord into their heart.
Marena uwah waktu supaya barudak ngondang Yesus ngancik dina hatena.
If I will give an altar call,
pamabi ngondang ka hareup,
and show them how to ask Jesus into their heart,
yang nuduhkeun kumaha ngondang Yesus asup ka jero hatena,
I can see more salvation.
Tapi bisa nempo leuwih loba kasalametan.
It is important that I have altar workers that are trained to help me.
Penting abdi boga para pagawe anu dilatih pikeun ngalakukeun undangan maju ka hareup nulungan abdi.
If they do not have a Bible,
amun mahna teu boga Alkitab,
I want to make sure they have one.
Abdi kudu mastikeun manehna bogaeun.
By taking steps,
punyokot lengkah-lengkah,
to increase my ability to handle something.
Pikeun ngaronjatkeun kemampuan abdi nyekel hiji hal.
Then God gives me more.
Gusti oke masih anu leuwih ka abdi.
Many times we want more children to come to our classes.
Loba pisan urang hayang leuwih loba barudak nu datang ka kelas.
But there is no more room.
Tapi teu aya kamarna.
If we want to increase our ability for growth.
Lamun urang hayang nambah kamampuan pikeun tumuwuh.
We need a bigger place for children.
Urang perlu hiji tempat anu leuwih loba keur barudak.
This is very simple.
Ya kacida sederhanana.
But it's very important.
Tapi ia penting pisan.
If I will increase,
amun abdi hayang ngarunjatkeun,
my ability to handle what I want to have,
kamampuan abdi pikeun nyekel naon nu hayang kapimilik,
then I will be able to reach more children for the Lord.
Kituna abdi bisa ngahontal leuwih loba kanggo putra Gusti.
If we want to grow,
amun urang hayang maju,
it's important that we do these things.
Urang kudu ngalakukeun hal ieu.
The great Roman Empire,
Kerajaan Roma,
did not come overnight.
Teu diadekeun dina sapeuting.
It was not built in one day.
Teu diadekeun dina waktu sapoe.
A large city is not built overnight.
Hiji kota gede henteu bisa dibangun sapeuting.
A great ministry for boys and girls is also built over time.
Hiji pelayanan gede pikeun budak lalaki awe diwangun ku unggal waktu.
We must keep growing and making changes to ourselves.
Urang kudu terus tumuwuh nyieun parubahan dina diri urang.
We must be consistent in following these 10 steps.
Urang kudu konsisten dina ngalaksanakeun 10 lengkah.
We must be diligent and not give up.
Urang kudu rajin jeung pasrah.
No matter how hard it might seem.
Tepaduli tembongna ruwet pisan.
If we will not quit.
Amun urang teu mundur.
And we will do these things.
Dan urang hayang ngalakukeun hal ieu.
I believe with all my heart.
Ari percaya sapinuh hate.
God will cause your ministry to grow.
Bisi paris ngalantarankeun pelayanan saderek maju.
I thank God for you today.
Abi syukuran ka Gusti kanggo saderek poe ieu.
I'm so glad that you heard this teaching.
Abi senang pisan saderek ngadangukeun pangajaran ieu.
May God bless you in your ministry to children.
Bisi ngaberkahan saderek dina pelayanan ka barudak.